Hi, I'm Giancarlo Esposito, and I'm here to introduce you to my new series, Parrish. My character, Gray Parrish, was a getaway driver.
I'm retired from life. You know that.
He's in a world over his head.
Tell me about this driver job.
And he's asked to start to figure things out.
I did what you told me to.
He will try to do what's right and seek justice.
Parrish, all new Sundays at 9 on AMC and stream on AMC Plus.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
ER. You've seen the frustration overlaps into chronic cystation. He is now into the gangster mode.
No, I'm just like a victory light.
Yo!
Oh my God!
Episode
let's
25,
go.
Yeah, 25. You know what I'm saying? It's 25 episodes of this motherfucker. God damn it! Damn.
I like 25.
It's a quarter century.
Good number.
it's a quarter century. I don't know why I said that like that. Why did I say it like that? There's a rap
line. Because you want to be a battle rapper.
Yeah, I know.
Deep you sounded, down in your soul.
You seen it with the hands, right?
Yeah.
It was like,
you sounded like Iman.
Fuck what I said. It don't mean shit now.
Like, bro.
Fuck it. Yo, nah, but the shit that kills me about battle rappers, and that's why I moved the mic, because I'm about to do like the whole mannerism, is when they say a line, and then they'd be like, this motherfucker, he don't even got a Metro card. And then they turn their head to the side. I'm like, bro, where's the rest of the line?
Yeah, where's the rest of it? Yeah.
I'm like, yo, God.
Yeah.
They get so close to each other. I'm like, yo, fam, listen, I would be the worst battle rapper ever.
Yo, I'd be like, now kiss.
Yeah. Yo, because I see Shatta Nims, I've seen a lot of like his battle raps, and he's just like, pussy. And he's just like right here in motherfucker's face. I'm like, bro, fam, if you call me pussy and like spit, globules get on my face.
Globules,
bro. They have
nuts.
Funerals in front of you.
Oh my God, bro!
Motherfucker had a funeral with bitches dressed as funeral bitches.
dressed as funeral bitches.
Yeah, you know them bitches to be at the funeral. They was dressed like that.
They had his fucking eulogy on the paper. Like,
oh my
yo,
God,
that's
how
crazy.
Do you not duff somebody in the back of the head when y'all walking out of that place? Every time,
shit is different.
Yo, oh my God, yo. So we talked about this before. Guys leaving. I think it was in context of like your trip to Japan or whatever, but. The passport bros going out thinking shit is sweet. Yo, I'm gonna go to DR. Yo, I'm gonna go to Colombia. I'm gonna go to Venezuela.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Vamos para Venezuela. I'm gonna go over here. The motherfuckers are getting murked. They getting murked. Now.
Yeah, I heard they 0-8 right now.
They 0-8. That record crazy.
That shit is crazy. You got an 8-game losing streak.
Yeah.
No pussy, just homicide. That's crazy.
Damn.
No cheeks at all, bro. You just taking unalivings, bruh. Wow. And I would be remiss if I did not say that we have an expert. In the building here, we have Victor. Uncle Victor's in the house, and he's an expert on Colombian prostitution.
Wow. That is heavy. That is very heavy, bro. That is fucked.
Victor got up and was like, hold on.
He's like, let me put y'all on.
You visit one brothel.
You visit one brothel one time, and now you're the godfather of buying pussy.
For those of those who don't know what we're talking about.
Yes.
Colombian officials have said and sent out a warning to American people who are coming in to not download Tinder and visit these women.
Yo, I'm dying laughing.
I'm proud of Colombia right now.
Yo, yeah. And yeah. Yo, I'm dying laughing because like my brain is such a fried fucking disgusting mess. It's like orzo with cheese and like sun-dried tomatoes. That's my brain. When you said the fucking shit about like, yo, the Colombian government is giving out warnings, I thought of DJ Camilo, who happens to be Colombian and has the warning, warning. Imagine you about to get murked by a fucking prostitute in Colombia and Camilo's like, DJ Camilo.
DJ Camilo.
Warning, warning, warning.
Yo.
You about to, you go to Dion and buy some pussy? He's just like, the
DJ Adonis. Yo, fuck y'all though. Y'all go to these countries to exploit the shit out these women.
Yo, it's crazy.
All I'm saying is if you get murked, that's none of my big ass American business.
Yo, my shit with buying pussy in the yard is like, bro, you really gotta be a herb, bro. Like, you really gotta be a herb because.
Well, have you ever met a Dominican woman?
Like in DR?
Yeah, I mean, well, even out here, they're just very charismatic.
Yeah, yeah.
They make you believe they're like they're dead ass in love with you.
Hell yeah, yeah, bro.
Even though to them, you might be, you know.
A lick.
Ese es mi metro car.
Yeah.
Yo llegué a este maldito país, coño, y necesito un metro car. Este es mi metro car, coño. Yo ni le toco al huevo, es asqueroso.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And then in English, switch it up right away. See, that's the love of my life.
That's the love of my life. No, yeah. That's my husband. Husband. This is my husband.
That's my marido.
That's my big papi Ortiz.
Big papi Ortiz. Yeah. We don't know what that nigga did. Nigga almost got clapped behind some shit.
Yeah.
Bro. But yeah, nah, man. Fucking. Don't go to foreign lands to buy pussy, bro. Buy domestic pussy, B.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like,
support your local, you know what I'm saying? Your local business.
Exactly.
Support small business.
Bro, if you're going to get packed up, you got to think of every eventuality, man. If you're going to get packed up either way, might as well do that shit stateside where they can find your body and bury it.
You right. know what I mean? You get a nice urn,
yeah, you know what I'm saying?
For your kids. Like, yo, your pops died buying pussy, but
yeah.
Here's his remains.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
You know, like, this yeah. shit is even more embarrassing. Yo, your pops.
Yeah, because then they'll murk you and flip your liver for a bag.
You
bro.
Know what I mean? And yeah. then throw you a fucking the fucking Rio Sama.
Yeah. Like, yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah, you just found out you're someone with no inner organs, bro.
Yo.
Like, yo, you used to be the head of a household,
yeah.
nigga.
Yeah, yeah.
God
now,
damn.
Yeah, now you're just a loose leaf paper rolling down the fucking. you're just floating down the fucking. Just floating down the riverbank.
Jesus yo. Christ.
Yo, Victory Light is a fucked up show, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love it.
Victory Light is a fucked up yeah, show, guys.
I do the Dwayne Wade shit every time I love it. I love it.
I love it.
No, but if you think about what they're doing, right? Mm-hmm. It's kind of, I don't want to say I don't feel sorry for them because I do, but you go to these places. It's not like you going on vacation and you just casually meeting women.
Nah.
Because I feel like a lot of people might get that misconstrued.
Yeah, no.
You that's might different. Fly to a different country, meet somebody there who y'all just hit it off and you're like, oh shit.
Yeah, that's vibes.
This is, you know, this might go somewhere. That's a lot different than you going somewhere. Saving up all your little coins
yeah.
just to go and impress and cosplay as a rich bitch
yeah.
in a different country. That's crazy to me.
Yo.
And then you use the money to hold it over their head. Like, look.
Yeah.
You're not going to talk
Samuel
about
Samuel Jackson, you thought you were messing with the sharks, but now the sharks are messing with you.
Yeah.
Yo, and it's crazy because, like, fam, you're not smart, bro.
No.
You know what I mean? Like, you're not smart. You're getting finessed.
Yeah.
You fucking idiot. Like, that's the shit that kills me is that they're like, yeah, haha.
Yeah.
Yo, we getting over on them. It's like, nah, bro, you're not. They know you're broke
yeah.
because you haven't clipped your fingernails in a month. You know what I mean?
And also,
you scratch your ass. So you
know, and they know you're broke because you look like a GameStop employee and they know that you look like a GameStop employee and they don't even got GameStop over there. How do they know that?
They can
you
smell the herb
you,
on
yeah,
you.
You know how crazy you gotta look for them yo. To be like, you know that.
El tiene VIP point.
Yeah. El tipo tiene VIP point. El tiene, pero no tiene PS5.
No. Ese vendió dos PlayStation 2.
Yeah.
Por un juego de Nintendo.
Yeah, yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, but shit, I do think it speaks to like a deeper issue of like just men feeling entitled to shit and feeling like they're owed stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like we grow up our whole lives being like, oh, you the man of the house. You supposed to get A, B, and C. Right. So then like what happens is these boys that get told this their whole lives by their creepy dads and their weirdo uncles, they grow up to be bitchless grown men that get no bitches and no hoes around them at all.
While in cellular.
So then, So, you know, the holeless life makes you...
Very aggressive.
The holeless life.
The holeless existence.
Yeah, the bitchless existence makes you take drastic measures and then you fuck around and find out in Calcutta.
In Calcutta, bro, they doing some medieval weird torture shit to you. You're like, yo, damn, bro, I thought I was getting my dick wet. They're like, yeah, you are.
You are. From the inside.
But that really does remind me of the saying, well, I forgot where I learned this at, but it's like, if you see something that's free, bro,
it ain't free.
You are what's being given away.
So when
you go to these countries and you go to places and you're like, yo, look at my American dollars, bitches. They're looking at you like, yeah, we see it.
They
see it too. Just keep looking at my titties. Worry about the titties. Don't worry about nothing else happening around you.
Oh, you here by yourself?
Oh, word? Word?
Yo, oh, vet?
Yo, vet.
All they got to do is call you poppy two times and touch your neck once, bro. Yeah. You buckling at the knees. Yeah. And then you call them stupid. Come on, pack it up.
These motherfuckers, man, they don't realize that those two fingernails across the neck debilitates all of them. They don't know about that. I'm like, yeah, I didn't learn that, bro. I learned that shit when I was like 13. You know what I'm saying? Not in a sexual way, just do your homework. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was like, why does that feel like that? Then you get older, you become a man, you find out. You know what I'm saying?
That's the trigger button right there. Caribbean women know that.
But listen, man, go out there at your own risk, B, because you will get fucked up.
Or just don't be weird.
Don't be fucking weird. Just go to
Venezuela and have a good time. Go to fucking Colombia and have a good time.
Chill.
Go to Japan and have a good time.
Get a pupusa, bro. You might get some pupusi. You know what I'm saying? Just be a regular.
Yeah, develop some charm, for
God
fuck's sake.
God damn, motherfucker. Shit. And you know who else got they fucking ass beat? Worse than the motherfuckers trying to buy pussy in Colombia is these little bozos trying to steal Za from the Za store. When the Zai economy is in shambles right now in New York City. Yo. Nobody knows what's what. The licensing shit is all fucked up. They fucked that rollout up. And Eric Adams is just sitting around with his big fucking veneers, like helping anything.
Where he at?
At a restaurant. I'm at a restaurant right now with a nice woman. You know what I'm saying? And later, I'm going to show her my Freemasonry. Like, that nigga thinks Freemasonry is like masonry. But I do it for free. You know what I'm saying? I would usually write up a contract and make you sign for any type of liability. In this case, I'm doing masonry for free.
But because I met at a restaurant, the rules don't apply.
The rules don't apply to me.
For those of you who don't know what we're talking about, it's about the motherfuckers who went into the smoke shop.
Crazy.
Three kids, three will look like early 20s, maybe teenagers. Yeah.
Like,
behind, you know, probably racked up a little bit of money, opened up a nice little smoke shop. Two dudes come in and try to steal what I'm assuming is an eighth. They lock the doors before they leave.
Fam.
When I tell you that those have rang nightmares for me since I heard that.
Yo.
Bro.
Yo, they did that nigga like fucking Bronx Tale, bro. You know, they closed the door and said, now you can't leave.
Yeah.
That's exactly what they did, bro.
God. Yo, they did that mother. They did the motherfucker so dirty. But yo, fuck around and find out, bro. That is the Aesop's Fable fucking moral of that story, bro. Like, it happened before with Shorty, who the homie jumped over the counter and tried to run out, and she was like, yo, wrong bitch, bro. I'm gonna beat your motherfucking ass in these panda dunks and his and his black and white family. It matched.
Yeah.
It matched.
She's a bad bitch.
Shorty was ready.
Bad.
Yeah.
With the tube top. I was like, damn, bro, if I wasn't married.
She will beat the shit out of you, bro.
She will fuck me up. I turned into the homie in the parking lot that got his nuts stomped on with the burger.
Oh my God.
I'd be like, oh yes, Jubelkis. Kick me in my balls again, Jubelkis. Call me a fucking Caco de Jamma.
I go to Germa.
Oh my God, man.
Yeah,
but if you hear that, like out in public, you better pray that shit is not for you.
Yo, bad fam. Things are about to happen.
Yeah. Yo.
I've heard too many of those. Yo. You know, we was talking about the train in the last episode. I remember one time one of my boys, skinny, you know those skinny teenagers who just he just haven't hit it, right?
Yeah.
This dude is on a fucking train or with somebody else's sidekick, and two crip dudes come up to him and say, yo, run that. This motherfucker has the nerve to look at them and be like, I can't. It's not mine. Like, with his fucking accent and everything. Was like, I can't. It's not mine. I can't give it to you. Was like, I don't give a fuck. Give me that fucking sidekick.
I can't. It's not mine.
Nah, that's...
And so they just said okay and they left, right?
Yeah. Oh, no.
As you know, as the hospital New Yorkers that we are,
they
calmly said, all right, we understand completely. And they went home.
Bro, he said, yo, they just ran down on him like.
Bro, you hear that? These motherfuckers have been waiting to whoop somebody's ass.
Bro, you
that means they have been sitting behind that counter just talking about like, yo, I can't wait till the day.
I wish.
I can't wait till the day.
Yo, listen,
can you,
let me tell you something.
Imagine?
Yo, listen, yo, nah, let me tell you something, my nigga. Yo, I just got off papers last week, bro. I could smoke weed now. You know what I mean? I could catch another case, bro. It ain't nothing. They ain't sending me back, nigga. Nah. I got five racks for Don't Worry Murray on deck, bro.
And yo, let me see that train, yo.
Now, fuck out of here.
And then both of y'all go,
Bro, that sinister ass, with the slow removing of the jackets.
No, wrong one. God damn it.
Oh my God.
Do you have a you have a fucking soundboard with that shit just ready?
Nah. Shout out to classical Instagram account Memes Moniga, who is
right.
He's like, yo, you Chris Moniga, like, wow, shake that ass. Bro, it's like, bro, you're clearly a guy from the Bronx and I love you.
Yeah.
He got the on a couple of his joints, and it's fam. It's like Pavlovian, B. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like,
that's high
I hear that shit, and I'm just like, oh, shit.
You got to hit the Scorsese shit. To me, that's cinema.
It's cinema.
Yeah. No, that dude is, I think he's a meme legend, honestly. I think that there's some pieces of art on the internet that don't get the acknowledgement that they deserve.
Yeah.
Make some noise for memes, my nigga.
God
damn it. Yo, him and Teriyaki Poppy got to hit the collab one time. Break the internet, bro.
Nah, my favorite Teriyaki Poppy shit ever, bro, was where he was just like, yo, you want smoke? And he's just like, the other dude's like, yeah. He's like, I just got some rocks. And then he's just like, you smoke crack? He's like, yeah. And then it just like fades out, and he's like, so that's how I started smoking crack.
My favorite one is when he's like, he's like, bro, on God? And he goes, yeah. And then a deep ass voice goes, cop.
He's like, yo, dad. With the shaky voice. Yo, dad, do you love me? Yes, I love you, son.
Cop.
I was like, yo, fam.
Holy
shit. This guy is a fucking genius. And he just stopped to like go to school.
Yeah.
Shout out to him. God damn it.
That's how you're supposed to do this shit, though, bro.
Hell yeah, bro. Barry Sanders and shit. Like, yo, I'm the greatest. I'm out. Peace.
Yeah, you're supposed to fly directly into the sun.
That's it.
And like fucking, like, what's her name? Goddamn Copernicus. What the fuck is his name? What's his name? Atlas or some shit?
No, Copernicus.
Icarus. There we go. Yeah. You're supposed to fly.
Not your wings.
You're supposed to beeline right to the fucking sun. Yeah.
Take the Westchester beeline, Buzz.
Yeah.
Straight into the fucking sun. Goddamn.
Speaking of flying way too goddamn close to the sun, or maybe directly into it, Malaysian-born U.S. GOP dick rider Ian Miles Chong is using AI to make OnlyFans models' thirst traps more traditional. And, like, the results are, like, fucking hilarious because, like,
are you joking?
Nah.
Yeah. So we pulled up an example, and, like, first of all, Shorty built crazy. Like she's Shorty built like a Greek sculpture.
Yeah,
all right. And
bro.
Like and for all intents and purposes, for all of like the OF promo that I've seen on the timeline, this, all things considered, is very tasteful. Like this is a very classy, very tasteful lewd photo, right?
Yeah, that's
so
not
like
Pino.
She's not even doing a whole lot. And in the tweet, fucking Ian Dirty Ass Miles Strong is like, oh, when given pictures of thirst traps, AI imagines what could have been if they'd been raised by strong fathers.
When given pictures of thirst traps, AI, meaning when I fucking look for them myself.
Yeah.
What the fuck are you doing, bro?
And then Shorty got the fucking like species foot.
Yo, Shorty got the xenomorph foot.
She got the extra large head.
And then the fake kid has a Ferragamo coin purse.
Yo,
around his shoulder.
The fake little toddler is dressed like my titi.
Yeah, and look
going
at,
to church.
And also, I love the other toddler who's just whispering straight into her lumbar spine. What is going on here?
He's like, I learned it from Mark Sanchez.
Yeah, also, her body in the AI-generated image is way more slender, but her head is the same size.
Exactly.
Bro. She looks like Calista Flockhart, dog. She look crazy, bro.
Oh, my God.
Listen, her head matches perfectly in proportion to those amazing glutes.
Bro,
you know what I'm saying?
I'm saying. Like,
I'm just talking like on some personal training shit because I do that on my off time. Great glutes, great calves, you know what I'm saying?
Shorty knew what she was doing.
Yeah,
bro, do you know how much of a fucking hater you got to be to see a bad bitch and say, you know what? Let me put an ugly ass dress on this bitch.
Bro, I'm saying.
Let me
like,
put some shit that like.
Oh,
like,
of course.
You know,
you sad bastard. You know what? I hate AI simply for the fact that these people are just making up new shit to be pissed off about.
Bro.
Because you look at a woman who has children, who is a married woman, and you'll tell her, oh, you a piece of shit housewife, just take care of your children and shut the fuck
bitch.
Up.
Yeah.
You
yeah,
take
yeah.
care of them weak ass kids and you shut the fuck up.
Yo.
Then you look at the OF shorties, the shorties who like to show more skin, and you tell them they gotta cover up. Why the fuck don't you leave women alone,
yo,
bro?
Yeah. Is it Uchi
touch
Wally,
your dick and mind your business.
Is it one mic,
yo, also man. Like, I said this before on the timeline, but bro, how you mad at ass?
Oh, Shorty responded.
Oh, that's Isla. Yeah, that's Isla. Shout out Isla. Bed underscore romper was like,
if you're gonna steal my photos, yeah. Let's at least be accurate. I'm more of a daddy than you'll ever be. Gani. Yo, but yo, this motherfucker, go to his fucking, his like profile picture.
No, I think I'm going to stick with Isla for a little bit. I'll be right back,
Isla,
though.
Yeah.
Isla's got, Isla's 121,000 followers deep. Like, she's really with the shits. Like, she's been out here for a minute.
Okay.
So, shout out Isla, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Businesswoman, entrepreneur type shit, you know what I mean?
Yeah, shout out.
Getting to the bag as usual.
Man,
so, of course, you know what I mean? Of course, a woman that he could never attain in his entire life would end up on Ian Miles Strong's fucking radar. Like,
right.
of course she would. Because this is how you be mad at ass, by the way. Like, you see this beautiful woman who does not need you at all, and you go,
fucking how do I get in here?
Also,
he said, I don't want to see your titties in 2024.
As we're going down her page, all of her pictures are her covered up. All of her pictures are covered
all
up.
Like they all look like fucking Renaissance paintings. Everybody that's sitting
and
right
she's
now.
She's covered up in most of them, bro. 100%. She has regular long dresses on.
There is not a fucking molecule of areola in this shit. This shit is like the shit that you jerk off to when you're fucking like when you first discover that your penis has sensations. You know
what I'm saying?
That's what
I'm saying. I'm tired of knowing how fucking weird people are, bro. Because
you know what I mean?
They keep projecting their weird shit on us.
100%. And if you look at, goddamn, I'm trying to, yo, hold on. If you fuck, I was reading the news, guys. The Guyana of Venezuela shit is getting out of control. If you. Goddamn, Guyana. I'm looking at a map, y'all. I'm not looking at Isla David at all.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Every time that we off that net right now, it's not. I'm not looking at nipples. Listen, nigga, scroll away. So, she played Settlers of Catan.
Goddamn, Guyana.
Yeah, goddamn. Yeah, Settlers of Catan. Shorty, I'll take all your resources. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Give you that timber.
Yeah, that don't sound.
Single your yo, but I want to. So show me homie's face, please. Just show me homie's face one time. I know that you enjoy yourself right now.
Yeah, because there's no like.
Look at
you. Yo, would do this?
Look. I've never seen a motherfucker in my life that had such intense gravitational pull on his fucking eyes, bro.
Yeah.
Like, he looked like the terrorist in an evil movie.
Bruh. Like, it looks like somebody's doing this on his, like, under his eyelids. Like, pulling them shits down with two fingers.
You know this scene?
You know Looney Tunes when they fucking, when they pull the shit, like in Looney Tunes when they pull the fucking, the blinds and then some motherfucker's eyelids?
You know the scene from RoboCop?
When the motherfucking face melts?
Where he melts? He's melting? Yo. And then the car runs into him and he fucking explodes?
Yo, that's what my son looked like.
That's what he looked like right now.
This motherfucker looks like he was in the middle of getting an almost successful cleft palate surgery and then he started melting.
Yo.
And then he started melting.
Bro. Oh my God, bro.
Right in the middle of it, bro.
Yeah. So anyway, fuck Ian Milestrong. I think you're a fucking creepy weirdo.
You're a bozo because you know I know you're a bozo? Because you're wearing a fucking button-up shirt on top of a half zip.
Yeah.
That's bozo behavior, B.
Also, you're Malaysian, bro. Mind your Malaysian ass business, bro. I'm sick of it's you between you, Tom fucking McDonald, and any other Canadian in America. Yo, mind your fucking business, bitch.
Yo, listen. Mind your business. Go make your fucking bundles.
You know what I'm saying? The fuck, bro? I need a 28 Brazilian wavy immediately. Is that racist? Is it? I don't know. It's Ian Milestrong. Fuck him.
Yeah, fuck him. We can say whatever the fuck we want about this motherfucker.
Fuck it, that guy.
He's a yo, to bring back another Dominican term that we taught y'all, you know what I'm saying, very early on in the show, this motherfucker is the king lambong, bro.
Yeah.
Like, bro, if you're getting money and you like, yo, right wing, yo, if Donald Trump came up to him tomorrow and was like, Ian, I really want you to deep throat my cack. I want to hit the back of your throat. He'd be like, absolutely, Donald, right now, let's do it. Let's get it shaking.
Yeah. And then he'd tweet about how awesome it was to meet Donald Trump.
It was so amazing, bro.
But you know what else is amazing? These ads, baby. Tell them, Merrill. Tell them what they in for.
If you want to buy a Ukrainian tennis racket, stay right there.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting Mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get Mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for Mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for Mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Thank you for listening, my beautiful brown, bald, light, dark brothers and sisters.
Yellow or bald.
Everybody's bald. Yeah, yeah.
That's just a part of the bald. That's just a part of the fan base now. You, if you listen to Victory Light, you are bald.
You're bald, baby.
You are bald at
the
heart.
The baldies. Yeah. That's, fuck the Light Brigade. It's the baldies.
Yeah.
The baldies.
The baldies.
You know what it is? It's because once you bald, even as a woman, you reach a next level of consciousness.
Yeah.
Nobody else has tapped that. I can't do that. Not yet.
Oh, shit.
Bro, Amber was in here. I could see her aura.
Mm-hmm. Even past the jury.
Even past the jury. Past the jury.
Yo.
Yo, Amber Rose literally glows in the dark, bro.
Yo,
did Andy tell you that he couldn't even look her in the eye when they walked past each other?
Yeah,
he said his dick went inside.
That's crazy, yo. But you know what else is fucking crazy? Larry David attacking Elmo on live TV.
That sounds like an Onion headline.
Yeah.
Not even Onion. Like, it's like it's Weekly World News headline. Yeah.
That doesn't sound like something that actually happened.
Not at all.
It sounds like a fucking episode of his show.
Yeah.
Ted Danson's like, what are you doing, Larry? Fuck guys is like, Larry beat up Elmo. Can you believe this shit? Some guy's a maniac. Larry, you bald asshole. You kicked Elmo's ass, you fucking bald piece of shit. Which, by the way, Elmo's here with his pops on the Today Show with Hoda. And is that Don Lemon?
No.
Is that like my cousin?
That
fucking
ain't no damn
Benicio.
Don Lemon.
I'm like, yo, you look.
That's Get Out, Don Lemon. Yeah. It's like, this model won't get out of pocket, sir.
No, that's Donald Limon.
Yeah.
Hugo Chinola.
Don Limon.
Don Limon.
Yeah.
Hugo Limon. Yeah. Yo. But yo, I just want to come right out and say it. I've said it before. Elmo's dad smokes mad weed, bro. Elmo's dad smokes mad weed and plays acoustic guitar with no shoes on.
But that explains why. That explains why Elmo's so chill.
He's like, I've been getting sick and smoked my whole life.
All I'm saying is my pops will never let me get stalled on live TV.
Facts.
And not do shit about it.
Well, Elmo's pops just showed up like 3 years ago, right?
Yeah. He's new. He's like, nigga, I don't know.
Oh, so
like
he's
that.
Been a bum.
Yeah, but no, he hasn't been a bum because Elmo's three.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
He's like, yo, I just came back. You think you was in the NICU for like a year?
Bro, wait, hold on. So I love this clip because like, so just for the uninitiated, Elmo and his pops are on, what show is this? I don't even know what this
Hoda
is.
Hoda and Jenna?
Hoda and Jenna.
It's like the Good Morning America.
They're on Good Morning Today America sometimes now. Eventually.
Hello today.
Right? Yeah.
Good morning.
Elmo and his pops are there. Larry David comes from off screen and just yokes Elmo's whole shit up.
Yo, he yokes Elmo.
Larry David said, yeah.
He fucking Euro steps past Al Roker on his way to fucking choke Elmo out.
No, but I love how right after this, Elmo gives us the look to the camera like, yo, If we were somewhere else right now.
Yo, I swear to God.
I never beat that little last second where he looked into the camera like,
into the camera. Look, that's media trained Elmo.
You know, the only thing he heard in his head was.
Yeah. Yo.
Look at Hoda. Hoda's
dying right now. But Elmo's over there like, does Elmo look like a bitch?
Yo, where? I'm pussy.
Does Elmo look? I'm pussy. I'm pussy.
And that fucking like Don Lemon, Michael Strahan hybrid is like, why yes? Why yes? You are pussy.
Yo.
And yo, Al Roker, listen. I swear to God, listen to me. Look at me.
Oh my
everybody.
God.
Hassan, Victor, Liz, Rainey, everybody, look at me right fucking now. All right? I've been on the Manjaro shit, B. I went from 275 to 220. I'm 220 right now. If I ever look like this nigga or Al Sharpton, you niggas better fuck me up and take me to Chick-fil-A immediately, bro.
Oh, you might look like the, bro, like the AI chick?
Yo, shit. Yo, look at my fucking...
Your head stays the same size, but your body just gets mad small.
Look at my Isla
with the AI Isla?
Yeah.
Nah, if I ever get like, yo, fuck me up, bro.
Yeah.
Because I got to be able to throw a right hook, B.
If you ever look like a lowercase b, just... just... Don't worry, we gonna get you, bro.
Collect me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Cause yo, Al Roker got here, the shiny time station, cause the conductor suit. You know what I'm saying? Like, he ready to march somewhere. He got, bro, they don't even, do they make those? He got the little like pocket watch clip. Like, he's like,
nah, they don't make those.
Nah, you gotta inherit that joint.
They don't make those anymore.
Yo,
he's had that.
He's like, yo,
what the fuck was that? Yo,
he's had that suit since 1830.
Yo, like, yo, Al Roker the vampire.
Coming
to Netflix next month.
Interview with Al Roker.
He's like, hey guys, yeah. Yo, you mind giving me your neck? Like, Al Roker,
take a look at my neck. Larry David's like, what's my neck? Take a look at my neck.
Now I feel bad because I just called bro like Don Strahan, but he's a real person. And Hold is laughing like, yo, he called you Don Strahan, nigga. You gonna let him say that?
Oh my god.
Yo, first Larry David punch Elmo, now he called you fucking hybrid. Yo. What is his pop saying? His pop's like, yo, those gummies that I had on my desk.
He's really harsh in the mellow.
He said you shouldn't have been talking shit.
Honestly, my favorite part about this is the fact that people have been reacting exactly how they would in a fucking episode. Motherfuckers is really like, why would you assault Elmo right on live TV? Why would you hit him right on live, like in front of his pops?
Wow. Yeah. You know what the craziest shit about this whole thing is, like, he basically just gave some random dude a handshake.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
He's like, yo.
But also, if anybody can do this, it's Larry David.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Like, anybody else trying this shit, it's like, yo, motherfucker, you know who? And that's Elmo, yo, bitch.
Yo, what the? Bert Kreischer choked Elmo?
Yo,
I'm
going to be on IG Live later. Like, yo, Larry David, stop hiding. We coming for you, bro. we slotted for Elmo, bro.
Yo, he slotted.
Because we really, we all street, no sesame. Fuck is you talking about?
Fuck is you talking about? We like that.
Yeah, we really like that, bro.
Come outside, we're not gonna jump you, pussy. Pussy.
Yo, Al Roker, I love Al Roker, bro. Al Roker's like 100. Yo, this motherfucker. Yo, dog, I swear to God, every fucking Thanksgiving Day parade, this nigga's been at every parade since the first Thanksgiving.
Wait. Al Roker's been Al Roker's been at the Thanksgiving parade since before there was color television.
Damn, man.
And nobody knew he was black.
Wow.
He's like, hey guys, it's Al Roker here.
That's crazy. Yes. That's your age shame, isn't it?
Oh fuck, man.
Even Santa being on, they're like, they don't know.
Oh shit.
They have no idea. I just came back from Jamaica. They think I'm tan.
Yeah. Oh shit.
I was at Sandals.
It's my fucking new John Hancock.
Yo. Like, yo, Al Roker's been out here cooking for mad long, you know what I'm saying? He was the first balloon in the Thanksgiving Day base parade. He's the first one, you know
Jesus
what I'm saying?
Christ.
He's been cooking successfully for mad long.
Holy fuck.
Issa Rae has also been consistently cooking for a little bit, you know what I'm saying? Cooking, doing her thing, Insecure, rap shit, Barbie, you know what I'm saying? Like, American Fiction, bro, Peabody Trailblazer Award.
She been wilding.
Wilding, cooking, doing it. But she's out here telling the motherfucking, like Will Smith and sending concussion, the truth. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's gatekeepers at the top of this shit, bro, that, like, for example, you're very funny. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you.
You deserve a shot at some type of, like, you know, Hollywood show business, whatever the fuck. Nobody's going to give you that shot because there's very stupid people at the top of the food chain that somehow got there by luck, but their dad fucked the right person, you know what I'm saying? And here they are. But Issa Rae is a meritocracy type of person.
Mm-hmm.
Her shit hit, you know what I'm saying? And recently they canceled rap shit, you know what I mean? Which was going well, you know what I mean? Like, they canceled it. And she said, the people at the top of this whole shit, they're like fucking venture capitalists. They're not artists. You know what I'm saying? So it's
right.
Like, if you're running my show, I know that I'm in good hands. Because it's like, yo, Liz, she gets my sense of humor. She knows what to tell me and Rainey to do to maximize what we got. You know what I'm saying? That's what you get. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? When you put in somebody that's just looking at numbers, they don't know shit about shit, bro. Like, you know what I mean? They don't know what's good or what's bad. They just know, yo, this performed well.
Yeah.
They don't know, yo, this is culturally relevant. This is good music. This is good art. You know what I mean? They don't know nothing about that.
Yeah, back to the like the music shit. It's all a numbers game. They're not gonna hedge their bets on somebody new when they already know that like Vince Vaughn or like Will Arnett or whatever is gonna get butts in seats. The movie could be garbage.
Yeah.
But it's Vince Vaughn or whoever. You know what I mean?
So, I sold it off the name. Boom. That's it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And yo, listen, before when did this article come out? Because I don't want to say this and be wrong.
It came out yesterday.
Yesterday?
The title is,
February 12th, 2024. Yes. So I can confidently say that this quote was said by Victor Lopez before Issa Rae. Issa Rae said,
sorry, let me find it. There it is.
And I quote, I'm sorry, but there aren't a lot of smart executives anymore. And a lot of them have aged out and are holding on to their positions and refusing to let young blood get in.
I mean, so I currently have an EEOC complaint against what was at the time Showtime, which was owned by just CBS, but then they merged with Viacom and became Viacom CBS. And they're now all Paramount Global. And it's not because they're doing a good job. Let me say that much. But long story short, that's not a revolutionary statement in terms of like what you were telling me. Like for a long time, I've been saying everybody talks about talent in front of the camera and like talent, like people like Mero, maybe an independent producer like me. But none of that works if there's no executive level talent. And that's the thing. You know, artists have been saying this for a long time. A lot of this stuff is new. A lot of it isn't. But what is new right now is that media suffering more than ever, and it's not from the decision making of artists, actual artists. Jay-Z, some of you do not belong in the category.
Yeah,
some of you are just politicking to be there.
Yeah,
but yeah, man, she's not wrong. And I, you know, I will say this much: I'm not going to get on a soapbox here. You can't have as racist an institution as Hollywood has traditionally been without the help of several actors. So it's easy to blame an executive and look at all of them. Talent distributes randomly. Nobody decided Nikola Jokic is going to be probably the best player in the NBA. No shots at LeBron. Fine, second best player.
Motherfuckers riding
that
ghosts.
Man's from Serbia and likes buying horses. But he's also like one of the illest players in the NBA.
And also hates basketball.
And that's the thing. The reason you'll see less of it in sports, now I'm not saying that sports does not have a serious, this country at large doesn't have a serious racism issue, but what I will say is when you have to go hand to mouth and make decisions that feed you, that keep you solvent, there's a lot less wiggle room for racism. And I'm gonna stop there. And to explain what EEOC is, it's the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, I think.
Yeah. So the
long story short,
so you can't get rolled by the employer.
Yeah. So one of the reasons like we have like voting rights is because JFK got popped and Lyndon B. Johnson came in.
He said that shit. Don't disrespect me.
Yo, if my man's back.
Yeah. Victor said that shit like he was on Smack DVD. Yo. Yeah. So what happened was JFK got clipped. They got him up out of here.
You know what I'm saying?
But Lyndon B. Johnson comes in and you know, rides the wave, and he's just like, nah, civil rights now. And it, you know, 64, 65, blah, 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 whatever. This isn't a history podcast. But this was one of the things that was implemented because it was understood that, you know, one person alone, like, is a bigot. Mm-hmm. But there is an informal system that is racism. Like, there's, you know, a racist is a part of a system. They never stand alone. And that was supposed to help end that. It's a federal department that's supposed to help dismantle these systems of racism that we know exist, but it's also been severely defunded.
So for a long time, you know what I'm saying, Victor's been saying this, and Issa Rae said it as well. I'm sorry, but there aren't a lot of smart executives anymore, she says, and a lot of them have aged out and are holding on to the positions and refusing to let young blood get in. Preach, Issa. You know what I'm saying?
Talk your shit, Issa. Let your nuts hang.
Let your nuts hang.
I love how that term is gender neutral. Yeah. Just, yo, whoever it is, yo, let your nuts hang.
No, for real, a lot of people want to like blame talent when shows don't work out, but you forget that a company, an industry just can't work without executive level talent. And if you look at what's going on right now, I mean, is she lying?
Yeah,
right.
Like if there was a lot of executive level talent, you wouldn't see large media companies constantly
looking to get sold, looking to be acquired.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because literally they shake in bed at night, like knowing that like Charlie D'Amelio or somebody's out there making a TikTok. That's going to like get all their sales. Like, are you really that nice if a kid with a financed like iPhone is killing you right now?
That's the shit that fucking, that got these motherfuckers under pressure, bro. They look at fucking Mr. Beast and they're like, fuck, bro.
Yeah.
What are we going to do? This motherfucker's on YouTube. He got fucking burger chains. He got candy bars. He got all this shit. He got the everybody in a fucking chokehold, and he doesn't. He's not paying nobody. And, he's not paying no network. He's not. Yeah. He's cashing out.
And he has pledged to give away every cent by the end of his career. So like he's on record saying that shit.
You know what
I'm
saying?
He's like, yo, like by the way, like all this shit, all these givebacks I do, like this isn't just for like I make way more money than I know what to do with. Of course I'm gonna like build a well in Africa. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like optics be damned, right?
Facts.
Like yeah, white savior. Okay, sure. These people have water now. Like you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, nah. The like, CEO of whatever the fuck is like, oh, fuck that, nigga. I'm buying a pool house.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That I can get no bitches in.
Yeah. The,
a bitchless existence.
That I can see that my thin-lipped, ugly wife in. Yeah. I seen that bitch. Yeah. I've seen some exact vibes.
Yo, Liz, how do you feel about like this, like Issa Rae's sentiment? Because I feel like you've been on the Issa Rae train since Awkward Black Girl, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like you've been, yeah.
Yeah.
You've been. Yeah,
I'm a big Issa Rae fan. Yeah. I love Issa Rae. I believe her, bro. I believe her 100% because why is it so hard? If the public is asking for these things, you see the ratings, you see even the backlash when rap shit was fucking canceled. You don't understand what the culture wants. Why don't you let these fucking people create what the fuck we want?
Yeah.
I don't understand. Like, why do you know that you are expired talent. All you have to offer is capital.
Yeah.
You know that you can fund some creative people. Find creative people and let them do what they do.
Yeah, let them cook, yeah.
Let them do what the fuck they do. They know what the public likes. Let them create what the fuck they want.
Bro.
I find myself in shit like that all the time.
I can give you the short answer, which is because you guys don't pay for it.
Yeah.
Oh, wait! Yeah, you do!
Yeah. Well, I've seen, I've also seen this sentiment online of like, oh, there's no movie stars anymore. And it's like, yeah, it's because no one's making anything worth caring about because all they care about is what's profitable.
Right.
It's like on that show, like on The Last of Us, they're talking about, oh, like the Bill episode did so well, like they won like best story or fuck, Nick Offerman won Best Supporting Actor for that. So immediately off the reception of that, they go, oh, Bill is getting his own spinoff. Bro, we just saw that man's whole life story in that hour long. We don't need a fucking spinoff.
But
because it's the highest rated episode on premium cable television that whole year, they go, oh, money, and it's going to become soulless. And yeah, that's why there's no movie stars anymore. Because like you just take whatever TikTok kid is out who has like a single out, like transition into music. You take his fucking minute and 40 second single, you pluck him out of there, you put a kid who's never performed live ever in his life with one song that's a minute and 40 seconds long, and you throw him on Rolling Loud. What the fuck do you expect to happen?
Yo, I don't know what these fucking ads are, bro, I promise, but this Victory Light will be right back.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Snagajob is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Today, more than ever, we're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. And who has the time? HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your family's insurance and reviews your medical claims as they come in from your healthcare providers. Then, HealthLock's technology flags and alerts you to any errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud to help you and your family save. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save more than $130 million. Saving on medical bills starts with knowing where to look. HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix hidden medical bill errors. To save, visit HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider.
Yo, listen,
it's the end of the show and we go to the bag of the mail where you ask about your life.
We don't need no more Meryl World vocals all 2024.
Oh man.
This is me.
Yo, today, I don't even know what to say this. Obliques says, I'm meeting my boyfriend's mom later this week. How do I leave a good impression? My boyfriend of 7 months has arranged for me to meet his mom in a coffee shop in a few days. Of course he's going to be present. I was just wondering how to leave a good first impression.
Square up with her. See who really down for the throne. See who really gonna die for this shit.
Yo,
oh my god.
Yo, let's make you shake, bitch.
That's it. I ain't got shit else to say. That's it.
Yo, I think, yo.
Holy fuck.
Yo, I told my man this shit the other day, bro. When you was a kid in high school, junior high, whatever, and somebody had the free crib, and you go to the free crib, and free crib usually meant there's no parents here.
Right.
There's no adults here. We're going to wild out. We're going to smoke weed. We're going to watch Smack DVD, whatever. If you went to the free crib and mom's was there, it's like, yo, your mom's is ahead, bro. Your mom's is ahead, bitch. Your mom's is ahead, my nigga.
Especially if you could close the door.
You could close the door.
Oh my god!
Close the door.
What kind of house are you living in, bro?
What?
Wait, what was Shorty's pops that would let you in? You remember?
Yeah. Oh yeah, you could go in there. It's fine.
Hey, yo, go ahead. No, bleep the name. Yo, Jasmine, make him some eggs. That, I swear to God, yo, I love you.
What time was it?
Bro, it was like 6:45. This nigga was a military nigga, bro. He woke up, we crashed, bro. Because, yo, you know Jazz, bro, that's my road dog, bro. We go back, it never was like, yo, let's fuck. It was never nothing like that. It was like brother, sister from jump. So, like, we ran around doing graffiti and shit. And it's mad easy to do graffiti when you're with a girl. You know what I mean? Because it's like, oh, look at this cute couple walking down the street of Southern Boulevard. You know what I'm saying? Like, they not cute about Southern Boulevard. Yeah. So she would go out with me. We go bombing and shit like that. We go racking and shit. Da da da. Bro, I remember statute of limitations. This shit is like petty larceny.
She's a lawyer now, though.
Like, facts. Canal jeans. Remember Canal? Is that shit still exist? Canal jeans?
I don't even know what that is.
It was like a denim store like downtown, like Soho, like
I don't know. Yeah.
Where like there's like the Puma stores right there, whatever. It's like all them little, you know what I mean? Whatever. So Canal jeans had purses, and Diesel was it at the time. My girlfriend at the time, who had weirdly had a fight with Jazz, my homegirl, like fisticuffs in like the park.
Damn,
mad weird. But then we all end up hanging out. So the Cosmopolitan has a purse of the month, and it's a diesel purse with like a leather, whatever. It's a fucking purse. I go to Canal Jeans. They got 10 of them, 15, 20 of them motherfuckers on a rack. But they got the little wire shit like attached to it. My shorty worked at a copy place called Pop, not Pop Copy, Unique Copy, but it was based on Pop Copy. It was on my mama, bro. On my mom and my kids, bro.
From Half Baked?
Bro.
Oh my God.
On my mom and my kids, bro. That skit was based on them because it was four Dominican shorties. One of them was named Betty, mad big shorty named Betty. My ex-girl, and then two other shorties working there. It was no dudes, it was just them, and they was all in there just chilling. Like, chilling. And this is, like, West Broadway, like 4th and, like, Broadway, whatever, like, near, like kind of, like, near Astor Place, where the Tower Records used to be, that big-ass Tower Records.
Yeah.
Right across the street from that shit. Bro, I go in there, and I'm like, yo, I need fucking wire cutters. She's like, what? You need what the fuck you need wire cutters for? I go, I get the wire cutters, go back to Canal Jeans. I'm like, snip, 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 snip. Jazz outside on the phone. She's like, yo, you good, come outside. I walk out of this shit with like 20 purses on my arm like that. Like I just walk straight out the front door. Ain't nobody says shit to me, bro. I was like, yo, fam, I felt like I fucking robbed like Fort Knox.
Oh
like,
my God.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
nice.
Cause usually when I bullshit, I'm like, yo, throwing it down the leg and the jacket and the thing. I got a bag with the aluminum foil.
Yeah.
So listen, the way to impress your potential mother-in-law is by being like, yo, look what I stole for you. You know what I mean? And give the bitch a diesel purse.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Reynaldo.
Oh man. The way you I want to answer this earnestly, but honestly, man, I think the way to impress your partner's parent on the first date is to end this fucking episode so I can go the fuck home, bro. God damn, bro. It's
hey,
fucking.
Let's go, baby. Episode 25. It's a quarter century, Christ, motherfucker. Bro. And we up here at 2 in the morning. You know
never
what I mean?
Again. Never again.
Crazy.
I told y'all I'm a demon. Oh, I got 4 more hours in me.
Yo.
Victory lit, bitch.
Yeah, we can run another one.
A victory light.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
You've probably heard a lot about electrified vehicles lately. Well, Toyota has electrified options for every lifestyle. We've got hybrids, no plug
all
needed.
Right, let's go.
But we also have plug-in hybrids, if that's your thing. You can even go 100% electric in the Toyota BZ4X. With so many options for reducing carbon emissions, Toyota is electrified, diversified. Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.